We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I'm going to give you the headline. You give us your reaction.
Great.
The Mueller team says Michael Flynn, President Trump's first national security advisor, deserves little or no prison time based on the amount of cooperation he's provided.
Well, that's a lot of cooperation, I'll tell you right now. He's been there 19 times since the very beginning. He's been pretty well out of sight. He's kept his mouth shut. If I were trying to decide who I'd like not to be this morning, it would be Donald Trump. And there is a lot of speculation going on as to what was in that almost all blacked out, redacted document that came from Mueller to the courts. So what we do know is that he's been very helpful, that because of his information, other people have given information too. Obviously, they've used that to leverage other testimony. Unlike Cohen and some of the others, General Flynn has behaved himself. And so the call is for no jail time at all, or very little. I have a feeling that we're going to see General Flynn off the hook, at least in terms of being behind bars. But you never know. So that leaves Trump in a very bad position, except for Rudy Giuliani, who comes ahead and says, well, I have no problems with any of this because I would have known it if it already had happened. And that face giving anything but reassurance to the Trump supporters. At the same time, some very bad news today. Deval Patrick, who was certainly a guy I thought could be president and should have been president, drops out of the race. Apparently, at the same time, the reports are that Michael Avenatti, who has turned out to be quite a clown, is dropping out also. He never should have been in. But Patrick, well, Patrick, I think, could have won. I hate to see this happen. I think that he had all of the requisites that you would need to be president. He had brains. He had ability. He, of course, was African-American, which can only help at this stage of the game in terms of turnout. So I'm disappointed in that. But maybe he's always told me he wouldn't take the vice presidency, but maybe he will if somebody offers it to him. In any case, on the one hand, all these people talking about Donald Trump could run again, he could win again, and then the specter of all this information coming together, David.
Yeah, some of the reports I was reading about Deval Patrick's reasons for not getting in were because of the tenor of the campaigns that we run today.
Well, that's right. You know, he's a wonderful man. Anybody who hasn't heard his hour long that you and I did with him, with Diane, his wonderful wife, and some of the traumas and very important times together that they've gone through, I get it, but on the other hand, he is a guy who deserves immense respect for every personal thing he's done as well as when he ran the state of Massachusetts.
From there, let's talk about the CIA briefing in the Senate and the issue that the senators are more certain than ever about the prince's role in the Jamal Khashoggi killing. Alan, Senator Lindsey Graham told reporters that he thinks Mohammed bin Salman is complicit in the murder.
Well, David, up comes the National Security Advisor, and she tells them what the president did not want her to say because they had forbidden her, basically, to come before the Senate and testify before the requisite committee. This was a very small group, but they came very close to saying what happened. And they said, Lindsey Graham among them, more than any other time, they were convinced that the Crown Prince was at the back of it. And what is really important about this is that these are those Republican senators who have been in Trump's corner no matter what. But I think this may indicate that they are quite nervous about where all of this Trump stuff is going, and they are finally willing to say, uh-uh.
The markets seem to be reacting to what President Trump is saying, and the issue of China and seeming truce in the trade war. And then Trump said he was a tariff man, and that roiled the markets.
I'm just kidding, of course, but I don't want anybody to blame me, but I know I told you so. The day after Trump got back, all I heard was 90 days to work a deal. And they've had a lot of days to work a deal. The Chinese are not moving. It's a dictatorship. This country, of course, doesn't have a total dictatorship, but when it comes to foreign policy, this president has an awful lot of power and to trade negotiations. Basically, the market put its hand in front of its nose and went, no, it's amazing that this trade thing has that kind of power and has from the very beginning. Trump is now left with a dilemma. Do I try to figure this out and make this happen fast, or will the market continue to wag its finger at me?
the border of U.S. and Mexico. We haven't talked about the caravan in a little bit. The issue is the extension of the mission of the active duty troops. There's some 5,600 deployed in Texas, Arizona, and California. Allen and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has signed the order extending this mission through the end of January.
I wonder what that talk was like between the president and Mattis. Mattis knows, and of course everybody knows, it's a bunch of baloney. And those troops are not going to be happy as they're sitting there during the Christmas season. And the cameras go down there and interview them and then go back and interview their families. For what? That becomes the question. So I know that if Mattis pulled them out, the president would have been furious because it does undermine his whole business about the wall and people pouring over the border, which just isn't happening.
Amidst all of this news, we've been talking about the funeral, the National Cathedral funeral coverage for George H.W. Bush, former president of the U.S. We'll be providing that coverage today, Alan, from 11 to 1. We'll have our midday magazine after the coverage.
That's right. You can either have loved him or not loved him or been mixed in your feelings. But in the end, the respect for the office goes on. That's one of the things about this contemporary president. I don't think he's helped that kind of admiration for the office.